We've all had the conversation. You're flipping through movies, you're trying to pick one, and you end up saying out loud, are there any movies that we can watch together as a family? Well, I want you to meet two guys who not only make good movies you can watch together as a family, they make exceptional films. Hi, I'm Stuart Shepard. This is First Liberty Live. Please do remember to like and share our videos. That's how we get to meet new people, and we appreciate it when you do that. Hey, next to me, obviously, is Alex and Stephen Kendrick. You've seen their movies. We got War Room is a popular one, Overcome. Facing the Giants was a big one. Thank you so much for making time for us today. It's a privilege to chat with you.
Yeah, good to hang out with you and get to know you.
Yeah, been looking forward to it.
So as I was prepping for this interview, I got thinking, okay, I'm going to talk to two Christian filmmakers working in a secular industry during a time when cancel culture is a household phrase. How's it going?
It's going good right now.
I think it's going well. You know, we're navigating all of that, but you know, we're doing everything through prayer, and it's interesting the avenues and the doors that the Lord opens for us.
Yes.
So I would say when we're tracking with Him, it still goes well.
We're praying and operating by faith on every movie project. Getting into Christian films while we were on staff at a church was a big faith jump. We'd never been to film school, never been on a Hollywood set. We had no money. You know, it was just, you know, prayer and trying to move forward by faith. Every one of the movies that we've done has been strengthening our faith wings, mm-hmm. and also God is teaching us more about Him in the process. So it's exciting.
You've got a couple projects that are going to be coming out this fall. One of them is called Show Me the Father. I want to make sure I get the title right. That's not one of your usual films. Tell me about it.
So Show Me the Father is our first documentary. It's 90 minutes long, and we have five very engaging stories with twists in them. They're all true, and they're different aspects of fatherhood. Some of these people that we interview have great dads. Some do not. Some, their dad wasn't even there for them. And we see how all of that still points to a perfect father. There's no perfect fathers in this life. A perfect father, and that's God, and how we can know a perfect father through Jesus Christ. And so we tell these five stories about how they all came to that realization from different vantage points in life. And some of the stories are just jaw-dropping. And so we said, we've got to present these. And so Stephen actually had the idea. He said, what if we do a documentary style and tell these five stories? And so we began putting them together during 2020 when it was COVID, because we don't need 100 member crew like we normally do. And so we have Show Me the Father coming out September 10th in theaters, and we love the result. We can't wait for people to see it.
Yeah. Stephen, what moved in your heart to make you want to do this film? What encouraged you to do that?
Well, we were praying after Overcomer that God would give us clarity, and this issue of fatherhood and fatherlessness is epic in scripture, and it's epic in culture. Yeah. Even from a secular perspective, if you want to find out what is feeding more than anything else the drug crisis in our country, gang violence, prison population, education crisis, fatherlessness is the number one issue feeding into all those things. But in scripture, you will see that God wants to turn the hearts of fathers to their children and children back to their fathers. And that when the church is called to engage the culture, He says pure religion is to take care of the fatherless and the widows in your culture. So we found out, looking at the statistics, that it's such a big issue, but it also points back to God. God says, I'm a father to the fatherless. Mm-hmm. And my daughter's adoption story, we actually featured in it because we learned so much about identity in Christ and the father heart of God through that story. We talk about our own dad impacting our films, that all of our films, we have a representation of our father in the films, and which is we get vulnerable in this documentary, and you hear a little bit more of our story. But we also have NFL players. We have Jim Daly, who's the president of Focus on the Family.
I was going to say, I worked at Focus on the Family prior to working at First Liberty Institute, and he's got quite a story. I'm glad you included him.
Well, and it's very cinematic. He gets very transparent in how Jim unfolds his history and talks about how God became his father in the midst of the crisis. So you see black families, white families, you see God through a daughter's adoption, you see coaching, people stepping in and being a father figure for people in the movie. But it feels very cinematic. It is an emotional roller coaster. And at the end of the film, people are overwhelmed by the goodness of God in the midst of seeing the brokenness of this world. So
we often talked about, when I was working there, the importance of, and not to diminish the importance of mothers. I mean, fathers fathers and mothers are both needed.
That's right.
But fatherlessness alone, if we could bring an end to that crisis, mm-hmm. it would turn the whole country around.
It would. And you know, so many statistics show that the ramifications of a dad not being there and not engaging has far-reaching effects. It would change our prison system. It would change the gang activity in this world. It would change immorality. Mm-hmm. So much would change if fathers took the role God assigned for them to take.
September 10th.
September 10th in theaters all across the U.S. ShowMeTheFatherMovie.com.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, and then you've got another one, an oldie but goodie. It's the 10th anniversary of Courageous, and guess what?
We're releasing it again. You know, we were coming up upon the 10th anniversary, and we realized the same principles that we present in Courageous are just as applicable today as they were 10 years ago. And now we have 10 more years where a lot of men have become fathers that did not have children when it first came out. They would view this movie differently. What we did, we went back, re-edited the movie, yeah. added some deleted scenes back into the movie, and shot a brand new ending that happens 10 years later.
So. Is that good?
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen a movie? Have you ever seen a movie where you literally see the main actors age 10 years by the end of the film and see how they turned out? Not prosthetics,
Benjamin Button comes to mind, but no, that was backwards.
Yeah, but see, that was
without makeup,
and that's special effects. This is, you literally get to follow these families and kids and find out what happened 10 years later. So we're very excited about releasing it. That's October 15th, CourageousTheMovie.com.
It sounds like it would go hand in glove with the other movie.
Exactly.
We're just talking
about. We're bookending this whole season with father stories. So a powerful documentary ending with the 10th anniversary. We call it Courageous Legacy. So Courageous Legacy, the special edition of Courageous comes out October 15th.
And let me mention that a lot of men's ministries shut down during COVID, mm-hmm. and they have not restarted back. And Show Me the Father, September 10th. And then 6 weeks later, October 15th, Courageous Legacy, a great opportunity for churches and ministries to relaunch men's ministries this fall.
Let me tell you a story. One of our clients is Coach Joe Kennedy. He was fired after saying a 15-second silent prayer on the 50-yard line after a football game. The mm-hmm. kids were off the field. He went out, took a knee by himself, and got fired over it. Now, I was with him just last fall up in Washington hearing his story, and he told this part of it. He was a troubled youth. He said, I was the kind of kid you wouldn't want to hang out with when I was young. But then he went in the Marines. Straightened his life out, mm-hmm. and after the Marines, he was taking a walk in Bremerton. The guy stops him and says, hey, you ever think about coaching football? He said, I didn't play football. I didn't know anything about football, but I said, I'll pray about it. I'll consider it. So we went home that night, prayed about it, and then he flipped on the TV. You know what movie he was on?
Facing the Giants.
Facing the Giants was on television.
Wow.
And he said, he watched the whole thing. He cried. He said, I took that as a sign from God that I should coach.
Wow.
That's what started his coaching career for 8 years and working with young men. He said, I couldn't tell you a single player to score any game, but his job was to encourage character in the young men. And he really took it seriously. So when he heard that I was going to be chatting with you two, he sent me a text and said, come on. He wanted to hang out with you. If you could speak to Joe Kennedy, what encouragement would you give him? He most recently was at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Mm. We're going to take this on up and see what happens next. What would you say to him to give him a little encouragement?
I would first say thank you for being unashamed of your faith, in that you will not hide behind the fear of what people might think, that you said, no, I'm going to honor God, who is our creator, and I will kneel before him. And so that's the first thing I would say. Thank you for being unashamed of your faith. But secondly, thank you for being willing to stand up and saying, no, my faith is worth standing for. You were not trying to pick a fight. At the same time, you were trying to claim our God-given rights. And so thank you for that. And I think that the story's not over. And I think there's more chapters to be written because of what you've done.
Yeah. Steve?
I would say, wouldn't it be great if there was a country somewhere in the world where we had freedom of religion and freedom of speech, and it was actually made a part of the constitution of that country?
That would be awesome
if we had a country like that. Yeah. In fact, everything that he's doing, you know, the government should not force faith, but we are free to practice faith. And so everything he did was not only legal, but good. You know, it's a good example to point people back to God, and they would have a relationship with him. If you look at how many of our founding fathers and presidents were pointing back to prayer and God, our National Day of Prayer every year, you know, that presidents have issued, you know, are those presidents being thrown out because they're agreeing, hey, we do have freedom of faith and religion in this country? Second, secondly, I would say when you look in Scripture, you think about Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You think about Daniel. You think about Peter in the book of Acts where they said we ought to obey God rather than man. You're standing in some really good company if you're staying against the cultural tide and standing for your faith. Jesus says, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. So I think it's really cool.
That's encouraging words. Thank you for doing that. I know he will be moved to hear that. I'll probably get a text from him again after he hears it. Hey, last winter, my family sat down, and we watched literally every film you've ever done, starting with Flywheel, which a lot of people have never heard of. But it's a great little film that you did while you were still working with the church, all the way up through Overcomer, and we will be in the theaters this fall. So from the Shepherd family, a personal note, thank you for providing movies that we could watch and be inspired by. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, and we're grateful for what you do, what you stand for. You're helping a lot of people.
Yes.
And we do hope that our movies encourage people. You know, if they can watch them, not be ashamed of anything immoral or anything in it, and see movies that touch their heart and point them to a stronger relationship with God, that's what we're all about.
What keeps you doing what you do every day?
The Holy Spirit in our hearts is a prompter of good things. And Jesus said that he would empower us. And as we walk with the Lord, he gives us a love for the Lord. He gives us a love for other people and a desire to make our lives count for his glory. And so we're excited about seeing people come to Christ. We're excited about spreading the best news in the world, the gospel. We're excited about telling people about Jesus. And it's really awesome when you see the Lord answering tons of prayers and changing people's lives completely. Their whole family's being changed, you know, as God gets a hold of their family. And we're grateful for our own dad, who was the chain breaker in our family, because he had an alcoholic father. He had a grandfather that was unfaithful to God. There was a lot of dysfunction there because of them turning away from God. But because of our father's faith and his own resolution to follow Christ, it has changed our lives and blessed our lives forever. And we hope that'll happen in millions of families around the world.
That's right. So. Outstanding. Anything else you want to share before I let you go?
Well, so Show Me the Father comes out September 10th. You can go to showmethefathermovie.com. And then Courageous Legacy comes out October 15th. You can go to CourageousTheMovie.com.
Outstanding. Yep. All right. Alex, Stephen, Kendrick, great chatting with you. Thank you so much for making time for us. We're here live at NRB, and we will continue to have updates for you as we go along. Stay tuned for more from FirstLibertyLive.com.